Hey, Mark.
Hi.
So a Virginia-based company has plans to build this $8.5 billion natural gas terminal down on the east bank of the Mississippi River in Plaquemines Parish. What's driving the demand for this facility, and when do they want to build it?
Well, they're looking for starting construction maybe as early as next year. But in terms of what's driving it, it's actually this huge amount of natural gas that's being produced from a process called fracking, where you go deep underground for shale rock and you break it up and you get the gas out of it. So there's been a huge amount of that, especially like in the Shreveport area. So we've got this huge amount of natural gas that's available. And the Trump administration has been pushing to make us, you know, one of the world's leaders in selling natural gas offshore. So that's a key part of this. And there's a lot of other similar sorts of export facilities that are being built at the same time.
And this proposed facility is awfully close to where the state wants to build a big sediment diversion to work on rebuilding the marsh in the area. So how does the company's plan to dredge the river and build a 600-acre site square with the state's coastal restoration plans?
Well, first of all, the company says it doesn't plan to need to dredge anything for this facility. But in addition to that, it's about 5 miles south of what's going to be the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. And so because it's below it, it's not expected to really cause a problem for the diversion itself.
Okay. But before any of this happens, the company, Venture Global, will need approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So there's this public meeting in Belle Chasse next week. Do you think there will be a lot of opposition to this plan? And what are people saying about it?
I haven't really heard any opposition. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I think a lot of people don't know the significance of this facility, the proposed facility, and so this will be a first opportunity for them to see exactly what the plans are. One of the key things that this project includes are the equivalent of a new power plant that is about the same size or a bit larger than the Waterford 3 nuclear station just upriver from New Orleans. I mean, it's a huge amount of electricity.
It really is a huge facility that could really impact the area.
Yeah, it definitely is. And then, you know, the other issue is, you know, what does this mean for the river? This is one of several major facilities that now are being planned along the river in Plaquemines Parish, all of which have the potential for some sort of accidents that could occur with a huge amount of liquefied natural gas being released if there's a major incident, and what other kinds of emissions that come out of a facility like this.
So what kinds of requirements could regulators place on this development if it gets approved? And can they require the company to replace any wetlands that they might destroy?
Yeah, that's going to be one of the things that the company definitely is going to have to address, although it has to get permits from the Army Corps of Engineers and from the State Department of Natural Resources. And it also has to show the State Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority that whatever it's planning is not going to be fouling up any of the state's coastal restoration projects. As part of that, it's going to have to do some sort of mitigation project. At the moment, it looks like it'll probably buy credits from an existing mitigation bank, which is rebuilding wetlands in the area and selling those credits at like a private company. Or it could decide to do a project on its own, or it might be able to negotiate with the state to do a piece of one of the state projects in that area.
So a lot still to be determined with this project. Thank you so much for filling us in. Mark Schlefstein, environmental reporter with NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
Thank you.